Saddle up that crazy horse. It's time to knock the rust off. WBKM.org.
Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, program number 19. Here we are, Tony, on a Saturday night. Wow.
Brand new year. First show of the new year, and time to truly look forward into what the future may hold here at Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
It's fun to project. It's fun to organize. You know, I've spent the week really just dusting off my life, you know, trying to peer into, you know, what's going to happen in 2013. What do you project? What can you do better, right?
Sometimes a little Windex is all you need to dust off your life.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Dusting off the desks and early spring cleaning here at BKM while we had the most frigid couple of days of this winter so far, huh?
It gets scary, you know, when you get down to, what was it, 19 below at my buddy's place up in North Hero.
Yeah, boy, oh boy.
You know, that's up on the lake. But even temperatures
10 below
in town. 10 below.
My kids went to school the other day, 10 below, and That's scary cold. That's the difference between real discomfort and danger. You know?
10 below, honey. No, not 2 below, honey. 10 below,
ten
honey.
10 below, honey. You need some 2 below,
and the
honey.
The furnace is just roaring, you know? Oh, it's tough, you know? I mean, these are the days, though, man. I mean, this is mid-January. At least we're getting that classic winter.
So far, you know? We have, so far. I mean, but
good,
we'll see.
Good snowfall every other night,
yep.
Right?
Town packed in snow right now, still an awful lot of snow out there, even downtown here. I mean, you can't tell because there's waves and drifts and snowplow action, but awful lot of snow in town still, man, and up in the hills.
I think it's going to be a great year, man. 2013, here we are, for better or for worse, right? We have Neil. Neil is still out there churning it up and brings a smile to my face, man.
All right. So maybe that's the pertinent tune, huh? Looking forward.
Yeah.
Crosby.
All that I can see, man. Where's that Windex?
You got it. Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young. That beautiful cover of one of Stills' young kids on there. No denying a Stills when you see one.
And Stills celebrating a birthday just 3-4 years
that's right.
Days ago. Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thursday, Steven.
Yeah, how old is he now? What is he, 66?
Stop counting. You stop counting. You
know? Ageless. That's right.
He's timeless. He's entering into that that legend of blues players that's ageless. So hats off, Steven. Long
happy
may you
birthday.
Run.
Morning has come with the first rays of sun breaking through our window. Songs fill the air, but there's no singer there, just an old wooden guitar playing. Writing a song won't take very long, trying not the word old. Thinking about taking chances and doubts that still linger in the cold. I'm not waiting for times to change. I'm gonna live like a free roaming soul on the highway of our love. Looking forward, all that I can see is good things happening to you. Not waiting for times to change. I want to live like a free roaming soul on the highway of our love. Morning has come with the first rays of sun breaking through our window pane. Songs fill the air, but there's no singer there, just an old wooden guitar playing.
Thank you.
All right, bopping into a little trans there from Neil, Transformer Man, right after The Loner.
Yeah, that Transformer Man, I think that really set off Geffen, right? I mean, that album.
Oh, yeah, that was one of those.
It's the one that ignited David Geffen, because he said, boy, you're not producing material like you did on the last album, Neil.
It was the first shot across the bow that that started to change the relationship, and then it just got worse, because I think once you piss off Neil, it's bad waters.
Such an artist, right? And artistic freedom. He has been that one artist that's been granted complete freedom, and that's what Atlantic did. That's what Ahmet was good at, you know,
exactly.
is allowing artists to go find it and run.
Yeah, that comment is said throughout all of those early artists that that worked with Atlantic, and Neil, one of them, because that's what the Springfield started with, and very true. And once you get a taste of that it is possible that a big record company, a big record executive, let us do what we felt we wanted to do. You don't give that up very. You don't give that up easily.
Not at all.
If
and,
at all.
You have to tip your hat to Neil, who has successfully done that his whole career.
Right.
He's followed his own beat, his own drum. Not too many artists are allowed to do that. The business gets in the way, or you have an angle as to how you can. No.
Oh yeah, just keep making that next pancake just like the last one, kid. don't
right.
Don't
you get
think
caught in the recipe, you know, like Boston, like we've discussed, you know. I mean, hats off to Boston and Brad Delp and those guys.
Right.
But you know, their sound didn't evolve.
Right.
I mean, the third album sounds like it could have been the first album.
And there's a real trick in having a sound which is identifiable across the years, but that doesn't sound like the same thing. Now that's tricky. That's real tricky. Masters
yeah.
can do that.
Guys like Neil, not genre specific. He can do the country.
Right.
He can do the Hawaiian if he wants to, man, right?
Has he ever done Hawaiian?
Kona, you know, that's the name of his new technology, right?
All righty. So here we are at Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, and starting off, I think, a real pertinent tune suggested by Thrasher himself. During our conversation of the week, looking forward. 2012 gone by, 2013, looking forward to it.
Boy, those harmonies, man, they captured it beautifully on that album.
Oh, so warm. That's such a beautiful, warm album. Looking forward, if you haven't picked that one up yet, it's one to supplement your catalog with.
Don't
folks.
You love it when a band, they can all play their instruments, but when they can use their voices and sing together,
as
like
that,
the band,
that
to a
other,
three-part harmony.
That
right?
other great instrument. I mean, the greatest instrument, right? The earliest human instrument. Right there, the pipes. And you either got them or you don't got them. And those cats got them.
Well, it's been cold, that's for sure. The lake is still not completely frozen over. I don't think it's frozen over. Man, when I was a kid, Tony, we used to drive on this lake, man. My dad would take us right off there, and we'd drive out to the middle.
Well, in olden days, you know, really olden days, you know, late 1800s, 1900s, they used to drive horses straight across to New York State on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're dependable routes that they knew they could always trust would freeze. Now it's, you know, 2 out of 10 years it might freeze.
Yeah, very, very odd.
We've had an intense cold. There was a lot of steam coming out of the lake I saw the other day, which is that indicator. But then you go back into 30s. And
the shanties are
happening.
Out there, man. Those guys are hardened, and they're out there ice fishing.
Good luck to you. Yeah. I'll read about it when you fall through.
Thin ice, man. Cue that one from Floyd, huh?
You're going to go into the deep forbidden lake? Is that what you're saying?
Hey. Yeah, let's dive deep, Tony.
Let's do it.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, program number 19.
On the lake, the deep forbidden lake, the old boats go gliding by. And the leaves are falling from the trees and landing on the logs, and I make the water splash, and feeling no backlash, they climb the happy bank. On the boats, the old and creaky boats, the shoreline goes flying by. And the wind that was a dying breeze is making the banners fly. See the colors floating on the sky, the pride of the captain's eye, as he guides his slender craft inside and opens up the door.
Thank you. out of the blue and hopefully into the black, not the red, after the holiday spending season, huh?
Yeah, that can get caught. You know, it's so easy to spend it, man. Easy to swipe that card. They make it easier and easier to spend the money.
Oh, man, sure. Oh, we'll save you. We'll save your account information, Mr. Colville. You don't even have to take that card out of your pocket.
All you got
to
do is mention the word and
smile.
It's
gone. Just smile, boy, and we'll charge you right on up to you.
Poof. Watch the bank account disappear.
Come January 3rd, the phones are ringing. Hey, we haven't seen a payment from you lately, sir.
Oh,
madam,
crazy, you know, it to keep up. It's a lot to keep up with, man. You know, and I think everybody's running.
It's a lot to keep
at
up
speed
with.
Of light,
right.
Man.
It's a lot. It's some of it's self-imposed, but not all of it. You know, gas prices. Well, now that the fiscal cliff bill has come out, it looks like gas prices are going up because those folks that got taxed a little higher, they want it back somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
They want it back somewhere, Mr. Speaker.
You're going to pay on the other end.
Come on, Mr. Speaker. Gas prices just went up 5 cents a gallon across the country.
Fuel to burn, roads to drive. I don't know. Not so much anymore.
Got the roads to drive, they're a little bumpy, and the fuel to burn.
Yeah, it's scarce.
Oh, isn't it great when you jumped in the old jalopy with your old man when you were a kid, and you just went out for a ride on Sunday just because you just could? Just because you felt like it? Because gas was 35 cents a gallon?
Yeah, now it's can't do that. That's why concerts, even going to Boston to see a show, that pilgrimage, it's not like hopping in the car like we used to and go up to Montreal. You could get across, you know, for $5 a piece. You'd all pitch in $20, you'd be there and back.
You see, you could do a $100 concert ticket when it costs you $5 to get there, but the $100 concert ticket is no longer. That's just your entry fee to spend in another couple of $100.
Oh, these ticket agencies. So there's a lot wrong. You know, we don't want to get caught up in that because you know, these companies like Live Nation, they're making $15 a ticket now, Tony. You know, the Ticketmaster debate, you know, back in the day, same thing, man.
Same thing, but boy, I tell you, the artists are not winning that debate. They're losing it. They're losing rapidly. They're losing it in spades.
That used to be what the ticket cost, was $15. No, that's their fee.
Yeah, we've got tickets. You got a good collection of tickets, and it's fun to look at those sometimes and see. Well, what did Bill Graham used to put on for $20? Just $10. Holy mackerel. Anyway, we're not bitter. We're not going to live in the past.
No way, man. Light the candle for the future, man.
Doesn't need to be talked about, though. We're not afraid to talk about it. So anyway, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. Nice set of music there, including hopefully something that threw people just a little bit. After the Deep Forbidden Lake, our buddy D. Davis.
Oh, yeah. Now D. Davis, at that show, we did a show honoring Neil Young. It was called the Comes a Time Festival.
Right.
D. got up there. And he pulled off that tune, and he pulled off a few others that I thought was just so phenomenal. I ran over to him, and I said, D, a completely apostolic performance, buddy. Because it was out of this world.
He was out of this world. He was really just out of body. Don't cry, no tears.
Oh, there was a light around him, and you could tell that he was really channeling his feelings for Neil. You know, he was there because, man, he owed him something.
I think that's what made that day special. It wasn't a bunch of guys that did Neil tunes. It was people that that really got it, were really inspired deeply, either for many years or like our friend Silent Mind, who had never played any of those tunes. All of a sudden, like, man, these are some of the best tunes we've ever heard.
It's a bizarre thing. And Ken French, who had participated in that same day,
sure,
he had that operative quote that said, you know, all these years, and Neil's still singing my song. Now, with this latest release, it's very true. I mean, doesn't he? He's got that knack for making it seem like he's singing with you about your life.
Right. That's a great song. A great song is a song that you can take into that deep personal place and truly make it your own.
Your own.
Whatever the artist did with it, and that's what good artists do. It could mean so many things. That's why artists don't like to say, here's what this song means.
Yeah.
What it means to me, it doesn't matter what it means to me. What does it mean to you? And you, and you, and you. All throughout, you know?
Yeah.
Great hanging with you folks here on this Saturday night, early January here, the fifth day of January. And onward we go. What do you say we move on into a great big house and turn the speakers up loud, Eric?
Hey, is that place where psychedelic music fills the air?
Oh, yeah. It's a mansion on the hill.
Thrash and Swede Radio Hour.
Neil Young, Crazy Horse.
watching over you, oh yes. Better mind your ways, just might leave on you. In the darkness, who else is really with you? Only you alone. Gotta live with you all the time.
When there's no more time, and nothing left to lose, only you hear your heart.
You're guardian
angel. Thank you.
straight from the horse's mouth. Our Neil Young News Report.
Smell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrasherswheat.org, here's Thrasher.
Hey, hey, Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young News, and happy new year to everyone. Happy 2013. We certainly had a big year in 2012. Our last program, we did a rundown of the highlights of 2012 in the Neil Young news world, and lots of news last year. It was a great year, and we did the recap and the album tours. Great year, books, a lot of good stuff. So, what are we looking forward for 2013? What's ahead? What might we see and hear in the coming months? Well, lots of speculation. We don't really do speculation that much here at Thrasher's. We just try and deal with the facts. You know, there's enough speculation out there not to get too distracted in all the what-ifs and mights. But we do know a couple of things. We do know that there will be a continuation of the Crazy Horse Neil Young tour. It's going to resume in March in Australia, New Zealand, and then it will resume again in the summer, June and July, in Europe. So we've had a number of dates confirmed for Europe. It's probably 18 or so festivals and indoor arena types of things. Not sure if they're taking the whole Rust Never Sleeps Well trilogy alchemy thing on the road to Europe or not, but one would hope so. So we'll see how that all shakes out and what else might come up from the live performances. We do know that Neil will be playing for the Bruce Springsteen Music Cares benefit concert in February. That was just announced the other day. I don't know whether it's Neil Young and Crazy Horse or just Neil Young determined on that. But Bruce will get the Music Cares honor and treatment, much as Neil did back in 2010. So that'll be something to look forward to. What else for 2013? Will we have another album, another Crazy Horse album? Who knows whether they've gone back in the studio or not. I guess maybe just to do a little speculation, one would think that a live album will come out of the Alchemy Tour. There's a live album that came out of Rust Never Sleeps, Live Rust. There was a live album that came out of the Ragged Glory Tour, Well, so it seems safe to assume that we'll see a live album out of this tour. When? Whole another question. Will we see a film? We do know that the tour is being filmed or videotaped. The video screen's up there. That's a shaky picture deal. So we should be seeing something come out of that. Again, you know, who knows? We haven't even seen Trunk Show come out, so maybe that'll come out. We haven't seen an official release of Human Highway come out, so maybe that'll come out. So, you know, there's a pattern there for that type of release. Neil's been talking about how he's going to write another book, or he's writing another book, something about cars, the Link Bolt. He made an offhand comment about, you know, the book will be about dogs he's known and cars he's known. So we'll see whether that's how real that is, whether that comes out. Always comes up about the archives, so Archives Volume 2. That doesn't seem like that might be on tap for 2013. The crew seems like they're pretty preoccupied on getting the new stuff out, and that's okay with us. So that probably covers a lot of the bases there for 2013 in terms of what we might see and hear. But I'm sure when we do this all again a year from now, there'll probably be lots of surprises, and that's always what makes a lot of this real fun. So we'll just kind of wrap things up. Maybe just one other thing. We had a little post on Thresher's Wheat, the blog, about one of our most popular posts that we put up last year, and it was kind of surprising. You may have heard that at the last concert in Bridgeport, Connecticut, during the song Fucking Up, Neil basically stopped playing and started mocking some audience members for their constant texting on their smartphones during the concert. And so he was kind of doing that with tapping it, you know, on his hand, and his fingers were like doing that texting motion. And there was an eyewitness report that sort of laid out all the details of that, and which were pretty interesting. So if you didn't check out that story, you might want to check that. But almost as interesting was the reaction to all this. You know, a lot of folks picked up on it. You know, it was liked and shared on Facebook and retweeted on the Twitter bill and all that. And you know, people were saying, "Hey, Neil, right on! You know, way to go! You know, call out those audience members. You know, that really annoys me when people are at concerts and they're fiddling with their phones, they're taking pictures, they're texting, you know, they're, you know, doing all these, you know, rather annoying and obnoxious things at concerts." And I think, you know, we certainly, for those of us who've been going to concerts for a long time, you know, we're quite dismayed by this trend. I mean, it's always nice to have a picture of a show, and that's always cool, but you know, some of this stuff has definitely gotten out of hand, where people are the concert is secondary to their own, you know, personal little small screen drama. So a lot of applause to Neil for basically calling out this behavior, and we'd certainly like to see probably some more performers, you know, take this issue on. But I don't know, it's definitely probably going to be an uphill battle, the concert etiquette and how this all gets handled. But anyway, just sort of like an interesting little note out of the tour, another little sort of unique Neil thing. But that's probably it for this week. We're looking forward to 2013, getting out there and, you know, seeing what unwinds during the year, and we'll try and keep everybody up to date on that on the blog, thresherswheat.org. So check us next time. We've got the podcast over there on the right sidebar that we'll have uploaded for you to listen to and download at your leisure. So until next time, keep on rocking in the free world.
You're listening to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, presented by WBKM.org, Burlington, Vermont.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, program number 19, and in honor of Stephen's birthday, which was this past, what was it, Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday.
Yep. You know, fantastic contribution to music overall, but a beautiful friendship in that those guys knew each other way back, you know, from the Springfield all the way through.
All the way through, and a lot of ups and downs, but Neil always goes back to honoring that, whether it's the conversation from Four Way Street, where he says, "Now that I think of it, maybe, you know, I've known this guy longer than I've known anybody." Right to the book, right to Waging Heavy Peace, where he, in the first five pages, says, "Hey, nobody I honor more than Stephen Stills in my life." And now, which is a strange thing, because, as you know, they've had very downs in with those very ups.
Absolutely. And Guardian Angel, preceded by what was
Mansion.
Mansion on the Hill.
On the Hill.
No, I mean, the Horse just roaring into that one. Fantastic effort. They didn't perform that one in this past tour, but hey, man, you know, those guys sounding so fantastic on tour these days that I think they could open up any of those tunes.
Oh, they could, any of those. Those Ragged Glory tunes are, of course, so rich, so beautiful to be done by that band. And everything they did on this tour, everything that we heard, just spectacular, of course. What a year, huh?
So, hey, yeah, 2012, can't ask for anything more, but, hey, maybe we could do it again, Neil, 2013, huh?
And, hey, yeah, thanks, Thrasher. Thank you, Thrasher, for leading off the news for this 2013, a little fresh wheat there from Thrasher.
Yeah, you want any of your Neil Young news, thrashersweet.org. Get there.
Every day. Every day, because our brother here really does it well every day. A labor of love. We thank you.
Well, I'm Eric Koval.
Hey, Tony Gallucci. And Eric, can't do any better than to go out on this Saturday night rocking in the free world off of that great Saturday Night Live. You know, that's a great story, you know?
Oh, yeah. He had to work out to muster to get to the point, because he usually plays that tune, as we know, as he's heading.
A closer, right.
You know, that's a closer. And so to mirror the energy that it took, you know, to play the tune and to mimic the emotive power that he wants to put into that music.
Right.
He ends up working out before his performance.
Yeah, gets a personal trainer in there to work him through as though he's hitting that song after a two-hour long set. And one of the finest live pieces on TV ever.
Oh, if you get the chance after listening to it here,
Go find it
on YouTube and you'll be out of this world.
Absolutely. And that band, boy, were they smiling. It's rocking in the free world. Stay tuned for the rest of the Saturday evening lineup of great shows as well, will you? WBKM.
Ladies and gentlemen, Neil Young! Yeah.